Welcome back to Get Them On Side. If you're joining us for the first time via the podcast, don't forget you can catch up as well. We had all the regular banter, the Bambies, the Olympic chat, etc. on a separate podcast. You can check that out. But now we've got the bets coming through. We've got the Knights taking on the Broncos. This game is at Suncorp. We have had some venue changes. This game at Suncorp, it is no Turpin, no Stags for the Broncos. Pierce, Bradman, Best. The band's all there except Brayley. He's the out. They've got young Chad. Who goes there, Dan?
Chris Randall.
Chris Randall goes to dummy half. The Knights take on the Broncos to start, boys. 11.5.
I don't think it's enough. Katoni Stags Katoni Stags is their only attacking option in that Broncos. Take him out. I don't know where they get points from. And then you've got the added benefit of Mitchell Pearce back. I was surprised at how many points Newcastle scored last week when he didn't play. I was pretty keen on the unders in that game. It just went over. Yeah, far too potent with him and Ponga combining again. And we're going to, I think, Dan, you sort of stole my thunder with your best bet, which we'll probably get to later on. But I think that Knights left edge is in for one hell of a night. I'd want to be back in Newcastle, and I'd want to be back in the alternates as well.
Yeah, I will get to my best bet later, but the one time that Ponga and Pearce have played together, they beat North Queensland 38-0, and I think that was a wet night as well. So give me Newcastle by a score. I'm waiting for the moment when these teams that are out of it start to really drop off and lose interest. Now, Brisbane are sleeping. The Broncos are sleeping in their own bed. So it mightn't happen for them as often, as quickly as some of the bubble teams. But Arthurs and Farnworth in the centres, boy, oh, boy. Although Xavier Coates is in jersey 21 and Kevin Walters keeps saying we're going to give him a game before he goes. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's something there.
So we're all on the Knights. Yeah. Dragons versus Raiders for me, boys. I think this Raiders pack are too big. They're too big for this young Dragons side. Jack Bird at fullback. Lomax comes back. Yes, it's Zach Lomax in the team sheet, but it's not Zach Lomax with 8 weeks under his belt. In saying all of that, I think the Raiders win, but just. I think the Raiders 1-12 is a good bet. I'll take the Dragons at the start.
Yeah, they're probably too big, but that's not what you want in today's game. You need to be big and fast and mobile. I'm not sure they are really that. I agree. I think like Canberra deserve to be favourites here, but it's double figures. I'm not too sure about that. I know Hunt's obviously a huge out because he was pretty much everything in that team, and the rest of it I don't really like either. But this is purely at the price and how big that number is. I couldn't back Raiders minus, I don't think. So I'll be leaning the way of the Dragons.
I like the Dragons team. I can actually see them winning this. Not that I'll be betting on them to win, but I can certainly see them covering. You've got Maguire back, DeBellin back in the 13. Ravalawa, we know what an impact he'll cost you a try because he'll drop one, but he will give you 170 metres. So... in fact, that's not fair on Ravalawa. It's Pereira that always lets a try, gives one away. But Lomax is back. Oh, they've got Jack Bird named at number one, which I find a bit odd when Cody Ramsey's there. So I can see a late switch there. Maybe they're playing funny buggers. Or maybe, look, Bird's having a pretty good year, actually. I don't hate the Norman-Clune combination. I can certainly see them keeping that to within 10. So, yep, Dragons for me too.
Okie dokie. Eels take on the Rabbitohs. This is a massive game for the top four. Ramifications there. 8.5 is the start. Now, Parramatta are pretty much full strength. Mitch Moses come back into the side. Now, I'm going to go the Eels, boys, purely because I think we're overdoing it. We like to do that in the market. We're overdoing how bad the perception is of how the Eels are going. I think with Moses back in is huge. And the only thing that worries me here, gentlemen, is the outside backs a little bit thinner than what they can present. No AJ, no Campbell Graham. 8.5... I can get around the Eels.
Do you think we're underestimating how bad the Eels are going?
No, we're not, but I think slightly maybe slightly. 8.5, I'm happy to have a throw at the stumps.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go the other way. Like, Moses can't be here. Is he a tap in to front up here? Maybe, because it's getting pretty dire, their top four situation.
They're desperate.
So, yeah, it's a must-win game. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you see when Bunnies win, they win comfortably, and there's still a lot of strike. I agree that back line's probably not as potent in a couple of positions, but Latrell is playing like he's bloody Superman at the moment. And when he's in that sort of mood, it's very, very scary. And Gutho's got a really shit haircut now, so I can't possibly be with Parramatta.
What'd you make of the comments, Gutho to Opportune?
Didn't love it.
No.
No.
Do you know what, Dan?
Was anyone surprised?
No. Not surprised at all. And like, you're allowed to be. I'm okay with
it. He can't be captain. He cannot be captain. Look, if that's his makeup, I mean, we all celebrated Michael Jordan for the last dance, the way he berated teammates. Well, that was Michael Jordan. If that's who Gutho is, that's who Gutho is. But you can't be a captain. You can't be a leader and be that way.
Reed Marnie's a captain.
I've got no issue. I like to see teammates not arguing, but pulling each other up and making each other accountable. But the way he carried on like it was schoolyard stuff.
I'll tell you a story about 2005 West Tigers. Tim Sheens, prior to that year, so 2004-2003, he'd recognised that there was a lot of, and this is something, a bit of a culture of rugby league, this bagging each other, and even if it's in jest, Tim Sheens, he said, if I catch anyone bagging each other, even if it's in jest, you're going to pay the price, boys, and we would. So if I had a muck around joke at you, Sean, off we'd be going doing laps or whatever the punishment was.
Really?
Yes, because he felt that to win a competition, you needed every 1%er. And by you just chiseling away at somebody's ego or confidence, it ultimately brings the team down. So he would be dead again. He would not wear that Tim Sheens, those words from Gutherson to Opacek. And we saw a similar thing with Moses and Gutherson earlier in the year. Anyway, so I'm the Eels. Just recapping, Sean.
Bunnies for me.
Bunnies and you, Dan?
Bunnies are my shoe-in of the week. No. I'll tell you what. I actually agree with your sentiments. Parramatta are not as bad as we think, but can I present you I'm going to present you two things. Number one, South's last three outings against Parramatta, they scored 38, 38 and 38. Can I also present to you Parramatta's right side defence, Wanga Blake and Blake Ferguson versus, Wanga Blake's on the right still, isn't he?
Best in the complex.
Now, this is, I haven't brought this bet out for a while, but out it comes again. Mansour, this time Mitchell and Gagai. Anytime try scorer, same game multi, $6.50. Latrell has scored two doubles in the last 2 weeks. Gagai scored a hat trick against Parramatta last game. He was man of the match as well. Tortured Ferguson and Mansour. I could score tries on that wing for South Sydney. So I can see South running it up. They've got the wood on Parramatta.
Sharks are favourites of those teams competing for the eight, so they are the favourites to take up one of those spots, seventh or eighth, ahead of those other teams on 18. I can see them getting rolled here, boys. They take you on the Warriors, who are free spins now. They're out of the competition, essentially.
Yep.
They are a rough price to make the top eight, but for me, they're out of the competition. Adam Fanua-Blake comes back, Lodge comes back, Chanel Harris-DeVita. You know, they're up there in sunny Queensland. They can smell the end. They can see the end. They're almost going home. Beat the Tigers. Finished their season last week. Danger, danger, danger game here. 9.5 start. I'll take the men from New Zealand.
Yeah, so will I. And it's been 11.5 into 9.5. So there's been a little bit of money around for the Warriors team. And it's scary. I think I like them right now during the day playing with a bit of recklessness.
Yep.
It's a bit of, all right, we're going to have fun, let's just score a shitload of points. If we can see, then fine. And I think it sort of matches up very well against the Sharks team, who I don't think should be this price really against anyone.
No.
From what I've seen. We're getting lapped last week, made the scoreline somewhat respectable when Turbo went off. Couldn't back the minus.
I'm going the other way because I think Warriors... The Tigers were so bad last week that we're overrating how gutsy the Warriors were. They were gutsy. But I still think they may be at the end of their road after 18 long months. And I like what I saw from Cronulla last week in that they stuck it out to the end. And to only lose by 18 to Manly is actually not a horrible result. And Braden Trindle's doing some nice things at number seven.
If Turbo stayed on, that was going to be 50.
Maybe. You're probably right. But, I mean, they do that to everyone, Manly. Moylan's on 21, so he might play, and that will push Tracy somewhere else. It's a good team Warriors are presenting. Fanua-Blake and Lodge are back. So And Harris Tavita's first game for a while. But Cronulla have won 8 of their last 9 against Warriors. I'll take Cronulla. Daytime, lots of points. I'll back them to cover, but not with any confidence.
Okay, lots of games still to come. We've got the Roosters and the Panthers coming up after this. This is a cracker, an absolute cracker. The Roosters take them. The Panthers stay with us right here. Let's get them onside.
We have to go! We can't get back to the present to fix the past and save the future! All good, mate! It's just... We're still having our ball day!
Hey! Ramo's anytime try scorer!
Yeah, you got that!
Don't miss Sportsbet's new Bet With Mates. Start your group, bet together and share in the moment. Bet With Mates, new from Sportsbet.
Our next game sees Copley taking on Tavita Pangai Jr. No, it's not the Broncos versus the Broncos. It's the Roosters taking on the Penrith Panthers. 9.5 start for the Roosters. Now, Copley, as I said, he goes on the wing for the Roosters. I believe they were offered Dufty, the Roosters, but they do like the prototype of the big, big outside back, which Copley ticks at. He's been at the club before. For the Penrith Panthers, yes, they get Tavita Pangai Jr., Uppy Korosau, Yo, Maybach, Cleary, jersey number 21. However, I'm loving this bet for the Roosters. They're just starting to build. The big, big outs here... Still no James Fisher-Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Still no Brian Tottle.
Yep.
They are their meter eaters. They're their go-for. They are the two players who absolutely hand them field position, boys. This will feature in part of my best bets. The Roosters plus 9.5. I'm in love with this bet.
No Stephen Crichton as well. He's out. And so where are we at with Cleary? Do you think Cleary's going to play?
Don't. What does that price say, Sean?
What?
I think that seems like a well at 9.5.
Yeah,
that to me seems like it's more likely he's going to play than not play. But
yes.
it does seem a little 50-50. You understandably hedging your bets a little.
Yeah,
because I think if he plays, that could get to 12.5 or 11.5 at least.
So these two, they played in round 15. These two teams, and I think that was at Penrith, and I'm pretty sure it jumped 12.5 that game. Cleary was playing. There was no Sam Walker for the Roosters. So, and Panthers won pretty easy, it's got to be said.
Well,
so,
but last two games, if my memory is right, Roosters have jumped out of the blocks.
That's right.
And then they've skated over
leading,
the top of them, haven't they?
I think they were leading 10-0, maybe 12-0 in that game, and didn't get even close to covering.
There was a sin bin, though, in the last game. There was a sin
bin. That's right. Takiyo got binned, yeah.
And that changed everything. Penrith were going to win anyway, but the margin was 26. It probably wouldn't have been that many if that sin bin didn't happen.
You can tell I backed the Roosters that night because I can remember a lot about it. It all comes down to whether Cleary plays or not. I think it's going to move one way or the other, but... Still a lot of outs. And without him, I'm going to lean the way of him not playing because you don't risk the roles, do you? Yeah, Roosters for me.
No Toto, no Fisher-Harris, Dan. Is that enough to tempt you towards the Roosters?
Roosters have quietly built 4 wins in a row here. Great win over Parramatta. We all took notice of that. Pretty comfortable over Newcastle. Bit lucky against North Queensland and Canterbury. So they were pretty ordinary for those two, but the last two, they've been good. Waria Hargreaves getting off of the judiciary, huge. Absolutely huge, especially with no Fisher-Harris. I think Penrith's in a mini slump here. Now, a mini slump for Penrith might be 1 or 2 losses in a row and that's it. I think they've got a big problem with Charlie Staines. He does not run it enough, and without Brian Toto, I can see a world where Brent Naden takes Charlie Staines' spot once Toto comes back because... He doesn't give you enough. He seems like a great young kid, Charlie, but he doesn't offer enough. I'm going to take the Roosters as well. They're flying high. Joey Manu in back in the centres. I do worry when it's Hutchison Walker together, but I can see them at least keeping this close. Yeah, Roosters for me.
If Charlie Staines not fullback, he would never make it on the wings of a Melbourne Storm or a Roosters team. They want that big, big winger.
Big body.
He scored 20 tries in his career, Dan, 15 untouched. So 15 without a single... You could put Pause the Panther out there who could score. I mean, it's not dissing Charlie Staines, but I don't believe you can go deep with him... playing on the wing, and I totally agree with those sentiments.
Can I say this though? I think Tavita Pangai is going to be huge for Penrith. Huge. No, maybe not this game, but if he just does what he's asked to do and doesn't try and be a hero, he could be absolutely devastating coming off the bench, and I think it could even change the premiership race down the track. But anyway, let's wait and see. Roosters for me.
Bench spot perfect for him too. He'll be most motivated there. Seagulls taking on the Storm. It's a massive game. One thing I'll preface this by saying, and now I'm going to tip Manly, and I think they could go a long way just on the back of Turbo. Like, he's the best I've seen as far as a run's going. Now, the other runs you immediately think of, you think of Ben Barber, you think of Jared Hayne. Now, guess what happened to the end of their seasons? Both of them ultimately ran into a grand final and ran into the Melbourne Storm. Craig Bellamy is the best coach in the competition having a plan for an individual. In 2012, that was the only game all year where Canterbury didn't combine for a try on the left-hand side through either Ben Barber or Josh Morris. So they'll have a plan for Turbo. They also shut down Jared Hayne in that grand final in 2009. So if anyone can stop Tommy Turbo,
How do you stop him?
I don't know the answer to that, but Craig Bellamy...
I'm sure Bellamy does, but it's, okay. I just don't know how you take him out of the game.
He will have a plan. I don't think he's going to use it here because he knows he's going to come up against Manly.
Yeah.
He's going to come up against Manly in a grand final or a prelim final or the 1v4. What a mouth-watering game that would be. Manly versus Melbourne in a 1v4, which I think is going to be the way it works out. I'll go first here. Melbourne have won their last three against Manly pretty comfortably, but this is a different Manly team. I can see Manly winning this. I think Melbourne need a game like this. They haven't been tested for a long time. A long, long time. Now, 2 weeks ago, they were a little off against North Queensland, and they won. I thought they were looking ahead to Penrith. We know Penrith weren't a test because six players are out. I cannot wait for this. The start is too much. 12.5, I'm going to take Manly.
Yeah, I'll be on Manly as well. It is going to be fascinating. I think there's a chance that if you look at the ladder implications of the game before, it may sway a Storm performance, whether they're red hot or not. So, and it's got an impact on Manly as well. So if Roosters can somehow knock off Penrith, the Storm has still got that gap between them. Almost becomes a must-win for Manly to try and hold on to that fourth spot. Although you might be of the opinion that they're happy with fifth.
No, I don't think they're happy with fifth. Okay. No, but I think they'll run fifth. I think the Roosters are the team who's going to fall fourth.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait for this game. I just need to be on Manly with the way Turbo's in. It's just so good to watch. It's honestly like watching a under-12s.
It is.
Like, really dominant kid just toy with them. I don't know, some of that Sharks defence last week was a bit embarrassing, but still, it's just so good to watch.
The best, like, I've coached a couple of the younger teams. The best younger kids aren't dominating any more than what Turbo's dominating in their own age groups. Yeah. It's crazy. Dan?
But you know what it's doing? It's opening up the door. So we're not noticing the other players. So I'm doing this game on Saturday, and so I did a bit of research yesterday, and DCE in the last 5 weeks has 13 try assists and 2 tries. That's damn good. Kieran Foran has 6 try assists in his last 7 games. So Tommy is opening it up for everyone.
Yeah.
And you've got Jake back doing his ball playing. Josh Schuster, I worry about Schuster in a big game costing them, but what he gives them, though, you know what? It's a bit of cherry on top. I'm not sure they need it, but if he gets it right, he's unstoppable. And Melbourne, don't forget, no Felice Kaufusi for this game. No Nelson Asa for Solomona. They got Chris Lewis, a sturdy player in the second row. Tommy Eisenhuth. God, wasn't he sent to hospital for an elbow injury only 3 or 4 weeks ago? Jordan Grant is on the bench. Pappenhausen at least looked better, but he still looks a few weeks away, doesn't he, from getting his head back.
Grant looked really good when he came on as well.
Harry, my goodness.
What a luxury.
Harry Grant, Pappenhausen on the bench. They've got.
Far out.
It's embarrassing.
Your point around Schuster, you don't want to limit him completely because he's got that brilliance. He just needs to do 5% less than what he's trying to do, and it'll make him a better player. Because it scraps out the errors. Jake T, I think that was his best game for a very long time. Still made a couple of errors, but I thought he was very good. And like, if you had told me 12 months ago that Morgan Harper would be, you know, a good footy player, I would have laughed at you.
Yeah,
I think I might have potted him on this show. In fact, but it's just Turbo what he does to everyone around him. Yeah, I can't wait for this game.
Boys, just on Schuster, very, very good player. He's not the best rookie at Manly. Not even close. Olakau'atu. Easily. Mm. He is easily, if I'm signing Olakau'atu or Schuster, who gets all the raps, and deservedly so in many ways, fine young player, but he is not on the same page as Olakau'atu. He's a superstar, this kid. We've all gone Manly in that particular clash. The Sunday games, we start with the Bulldogs and the Tigers. Boys, you fell into the trap last week. You fell into the trap.
Yeah, actually, well done, Shug. That needs to be called out, because you mapped it out perfectly and it played out exactly how you said. That was one of the most insipid and woeful performances I've ever seen from a footy team. Disgraceful. And they've got a documentary that goes behind the scenes. How wonderful.
You know what I'm told, though? I'm told that because of bubble lockdown, the cameras weren't in the dressing room for that one. Now, isn't that the game you want the cameras in? Now maybe they would have some access. Because it was a Fox broadcast, maybe they would have just said, they would have got one of the TV guys and gone, you know what, just take your camera. Yeah. We'll go one camera short on the coverage for the next game or whatever. Just take it in there, because I think the shit's going to hit the fan.
Dan, I got to call that game, and I said before the actual kick, there was five players for the Tigers, that short dropout. There was five players only to the right of the post for the short dropout. Five players. So, in what world are you doing that? Five players to the right of the post, and then your short kickoff for the Mark Geyer impersonation try.
Yeah.
It was amateur hour.
Now, to be fair, they lost Dane Laurie in minute one of that game.
They were still in control, Sean.
I know.
They were never losing that game. They came out in the second half. They were so dominant. Warriors never looked like it, and they couldn't complete that first set.
It's not ideal when you lose your fullback in the first minute, but let's not waste
too
much time
on this game. Honestly, in a game like that, all you want, because I was definitely on the Tigers. I had some multis that were killed by that. But all you want is get off to a good start. You get off to a good start, you're on your way, and the other team will fade because they've lost interest. So when it got to 10-0, I was doing the next. I stopped watching. I went and read some notes because I thought, okay, that's taken care of. Don't worry about it. And then I'm hearing screaming in the back. What the? I mean, I honestly thought at the end of that game, that's going to have consequences. I love Madge, but that's the sort of result that should have consequences. Yeah. And if they get done by Canterbury this week, it is starting to become impossible to mount an argument that action of some sort has to be taken at some point.
It's not Madge, boys. Like, it's the players there we have now at the moment as a collective, not enough competitors. Bart Cummings couldn't train every horse to win the Melbourne Cup. Sometimes you just can't. And Jack Gibson would say, the most important thing is to have good players. We have to have competitive players. Like we laid down in that. It was not good.
I mentioned continuing to play Dom Young for the Knights is poor coaching. Jaden Ockenbaugh is the exact same situation. I don't know what Barrett was doing. He's nowhere near first grade. Yeah. I think they might have just offered him a 2-year contract as well. That's really good. Just doing him a complete disservice, and shit, it doesn't help the team at all. He's
gone. He's
out this week. Yeah, that's obviously the
right
call.
Yeah, but they've got that nice story, Falakuko Manu, but he's... They should go after him.
Can we move on from this game? Bulldogs.
I'm Bulldogs too. Dan?
No, Tigers. Dogs, I watched. But again, no money will pass my hands, I promise you, on this game. But, mate, the Dogs. Here we go. Bailey Biondiotto, an energy player who's actually given the Dogs something. So what does Barrett do? He puts him in number six. He's not an organiser. Jake Avarillo was a runner. He's not an organiser. And there's your halves. Unless Marshall King is going to be moved into the halves and Biondiotto to number nine, it defies belief, some of these decisions that are being made here. Not Tigers.
I've mentioned this before, boys. Tigers and Warriors as favourites, it should be almost illegal to back them. So if you take them, it is on you. Titans taking on the Cowboys. The start for this one, 11.5, the game at Cbus Super Stadium.
Yeah, this is another one. It feels to me there's a few bad teams getting big starts this week, and it might just give us a few opportunities.
Bad teams giving big starts.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you've lost me all. Titans have been probably the worst favourite of the whole year, and now they're giving up 11.5, is it, at the moment, Shug?
Yep, 11.5.
Cowboys are no good, but they get Val Holmes back. I think I just have to be with a big start here. So put me down for the Cowboys.
Danielson.
Cowboys have become quietly one of the worst teams in the comp. Seven straight losses. That was a pretty poor loss to Brisbane the other night, 37-18. That was by 19 to Brisbane, for God's sake.
You're not going to go after Tommy Dearden again, are you?
And Gold Coast. No, I've stopped doing that. Now Port, the Associated Press picked up on that stat. Now I'm sorry I said it.
Yeah.
Because now they went to him and they asked him about it. Oh, it's 22 losses in a row, whatever it is. Tom Dearden's not the reason they keep losing. Jason Taumalolo is now at number 11. Jason Taumalolo is now going to be moved into the second row. Well, you might as well try it, but something is not right there at all. Val Holmes is back. That makes me worry. Gold Coast giving up double digits makes me worry. I'm going to take him. I could have a gambling-free Sunday here, which is, I know, the thing you're not supposed to say on a gambling podcast, but these are four pretty ordinary teams that we're going to see on Sunday. So bet at your peril. Gamblers, what's your thing? Set your limits Sunday morning, because you don't want to turn on Fox at 2 p.m. and think, oh, bugger it, I'll have a crack.
It is a great advertisement for that. Just take a second before you think about having a bet in both of these games on Sunday. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't think I will be.
I will say this about the Gold Coast Tides, and I'm an unabashed fan of Justin Holbrook. He can coach, no doubt about that. Their last month, three times. Their defence has been the worry, boys. Their last month, three times, they've held their opponents at 10 points or less. They're just starting to find their gear. They've got the advantage, as we've mentioned a number of times on this program. They're sleeping in their own bed. Cowboys have to travel down.
Big advocate of the bed, aren't you?
Well, I am, absolutely. Did a sleep test last night too, by the way. I'll take the Titans, boys. I'll take the Titans, and we'll take a break. When we return, our best bets, we have been flying this year when it comes to the best bets. I'm breaking back with more.
Not all of us. Not all of us.
I hope for the sake of your people, you come and surrender.
No! We seek merely postponement.
Your forces are weak and you expect me to wait?
Fair point, mate. It's just, we're still alive in the quaddy over here.
You had that thing in the second leg?
Yeah, he just threw it in last minute.
Fair play, Sir Shine of Black Book.
Get on board. Sportsbet's new. Bet with mates. Start your group, bet together, and share in the moment. Bet with mates. New from Sportsbet.
Alrighty, as we dive into our best bets for round 21 of the National Rugby League, we are fairly aligned, but what I will say is this, as I've said many, many times, regardless of the bookmaker which you use, take a sec before you bet, set a deposit limit. I've mentioned this many times. I've had a deposit limit, I reckon, for about 3 years now, so I strongly endorse you to do that so you can have fun whilst you punt. You're keeping your betting in check there. Rightio, Shawnee boy, you kick us off. We start with our best bets.
Yeah, I don't like waiting very long just to get the week off to a winning start. So we go to Thursday night footy again. No stags for the Broncos, as I mentioned when we reviewed this game earlier. I don't know where they get their points from. And the huge in this game is for Newcastle, Mitchell Pearce back, the combination with Ponga. I think the last time they played, Dan, you said before they might have put 38 on the board. And with Pearce and without Ponga, they managed to put 34. And they found some points last week without him. I think you know where I'm going. I think the Knights do this very comfortable. The line is 11.5, I think, as we record. I'm going to, don't worry about that, go for a bigger price and look for the margins.
Now.
Yeah, 19 plus. I think it's only going to go one way.
That's right.
A lot of points that Newcastle side and not a lot in the Broncos.
There's no way that start will only be 11.5, unless there's a late change.
Mm.
It's the first time we've got a Pearce, Ponga, Frizzell trio in the same game.
Yep.
Bradman Best looked good last week, and that left side, you got Ponga now back. He's going to get quality ball, Bradman Best. So my shoe-in of the week is, it's a Simpsons reference, everyone, a double. Oh, it's gone into 550. Bloody hell. I hate it when I put up these best bets and either the price gets gobbled up by the time I get to it. It was $6 when I looked at it, but I'll still be on it. $5.50. It was $23 for a hat trick.
Damn,
that's being a little arrogant. So I'll just take the two tries.
What you have up your sleeve with Bradman Best? He doesn't think pass first.
No.
He wants to score
no,
him first.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of Ewan Aiken.
He's 140 kilos of muscle. Why would he think past?
Exactly.
Don't compare him to Ewan Aiken.
Yeah. So, we are all aligned here where you could put together your own little multi, which I'll get to in a moment. And mine is a multi. Mine is the Knights minus 10.5, which you guys clearly have agreement on, and Roosters plus 9.5. So, $3.61 is my multi. However, if you wanted to attack this, because you can go same game multi into another multi, or same game multi into another same game multi, here's what you could do if you wanted to go to the Get 'em On Side collective multi. You could have a same game multi, Knights 19 to win by 19 or more, Bradman Best to score 2 or more, which covers off my Knights minus 10.5 at the same time, into the Roosters plus 9.5. So, I'm going to do that this week. All of us together.
Yeah, we're talking.
You know how well it works when we put our multis together. I mean, look at our Olympics bet. That was gone after 2 days.
Yeah, so what I might do as well, Dan, I might go, who are they playing the Knights? I might go the Broncos at the plus, whoever's marking Bradman Best to get two, and the Panthers. There you go, as a bit of a hedge. But anyway, that's us, team. That is us. We are done for another week. To all the team behind the cameras, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Shawnee, Dan. If you know, you know. We'll catch you next time. But most importantly, gamble responsibly.